I call this meeting to order. I call the meeting of the Committee on Academic and Student Affairs to order at 5:02 p.m. on Thursday, September 11th. Agenda item 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 3, roll call. Vice Chair Huang, if you want to do that.
Okay, sure. Senator Kitch. Chair Kitch. Vice Chair Huang is present.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Absence excused.
Okay. Senator Custer.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Absence excused.
Okay. And Senator Lucchese.
Present.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Miller.
No longer on the committee.
Okay. And then Senator Moore.
Present.
Okay. Quorum is present. There is no one on the Zoom that I'm seeing, so we're good there. Agenda item number 4, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, cool. Moving on to agenda item 5, adoption of minutes. Agenda items 5A and B are minutes from meetings in June and July. Would anyone like to make a motion to adopt those minutes? Both notes from both meetings are at the end of this agenda.
I motion to adopt the meeting minutes.
Second. Okay, seconded by Senator Moore. That motion passes. Oh, we need a vote. Okay. Okay. Does the body get permission for Speaker Ackler to speak?
Okay. Okay, so if you guys do the unanimous consent, then all you need is a so moved, and a second, any extensions. All right, that motion is passed. But if you do it without unanimous consent, you still need a so moved, you still need a second, and then you're like, all right, we're going to bring it to a vote. All those in favor, please say aye. All those opposed, please say nay.
Okay.
So on, so
I'll try to hit you.
Okay.
I move to accept the meeting minutes through unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Or
so moved?
So moved. Okay. That being
said.
Okay. Seconded by Senator McAndrews, that motion passes. Okay. Moving on to agenda item 6, old business. We have reports of liaison contact. So this is where, in future agendas, I'll make sure to list everyone's contact and last name out, but I wanted to make sure that we were able to kind of get all on the same footing here, because we have new members and some people aren't sure what expectations are yet. So I will call on everybody in the order that roll call is, and we'll just go through reports at that time. If you have no report, that's fine. And then I'll go through expectations again after that. So starting with myself, reports of liaison contact. I was supposed to meet with Provost Thompson this Monday, but he went home sick before we could meet, unfortunately. So we have rescheduled the meeting for October 7th. So that's my kind of the topic so far. Vice Chair Wong?
Okay, as many of you guys know, I am an RA now. So housing is actually different from RHA, if you guys didn't know that, which I didn't know that before I took on a liaison position. So that's a little bit of my bad, but we do work very closely with RHA. And right now, what the RAs are assigned to do is they have to do something called a collateral, where they meet with another group or do something that kind of supports the position for like an hour every week, right? And so I got assigned as the RHA, as my collateral. So I've been doing, or the first meeting that I attended was last Tuesday, actually, where they had a presentation. The head of like the housing bubble and umbrella, they gave a presentation about a student fee increase for, or the price increase for fiscal year 27, I believe, for housing and dining. And then they justified that to us. And they also, we also heard reports from all of the different residence halls and any events that are happening on campus. And then on top of that, I talked with Senator Levy, who, if you guys don't know, works under RHA, and she led me to this man named Jason McGill, who is the director for RHA, and I will be speaking with him sooner or later.
Okay, thank you. Right through report. Okay, Senator Boehlander is absent. Senator Custer?
Awesome. Yeah, so today I actually met with the two people from Admissions and Records. And it was Heather, who is I think her title is actually she's the actual director of the entire, so I think, I believe her role actually covers financial aid, admission records, and the entire, register office as well. And so I talked to her, she was really knowledgeable about a lot of different things coming up. The most interesting one I think is relevant is I had a really in-depth conversation with her and her assistant, Melissa, about AI, which was really interesting, kind of go along with the bill that we're looking at too. So learned a little bit of information, which I think is kind of relevant for most of our senators, which I might talk about in the next Senate meeting as well. But so what they were saying is that, so there's actually been a committee that's been established for the last 2 years of faculty that has actually been looking into AI. And this committee, their main goal, they built this committee to set out to try to actually implement AI into the administrative side. But it turns out that they shifted focus over the last about a year or so to focus more on inside the classroom. And so I asked a little bit more about that. It's involved deeply with the provost's office, and they basically said that they've been meeting. But what was interesting is they still didn't seem to have a full understanding of what PAC AI means. So it's interesting. So they were a committee that was basically designed to look into AI. They came up with different ideas, things like that. But it sounds like the PAC AI thing kind of wasn't through that committee either. So they're not really 100% sure what PAC AI even really means either. So they were in full support of us trying to pass some resolution to get more information. I think it's a great idea to reach out to, I believe his name is the guy from Florida who's running it.
Joel Davis.
Joel, yeah. So they thought that's a good idea to talk to him and see if he can come present if he's back in town too, which would be a great, I think, experience. But so it sounds like, so they do have committees that were designed to actually look at AI, but it sounds like the PAC AI initiative itself was not necessarily involved with that committee. Maybe it was thrown around, but it wasn't like they came together to make this. It sounds like they kind of brought someone in from the outside. But there are committees about AI specifically through the, I believe it's through the, it must be the faculty senate. So that was good to know. And then and a cool thing that they're actually working on is they said it's probably going to be past our time, but I think it'd be helpful for future students as they're looking into a new scholarship process. So right now, if you try to apply for scholarships, you go to My Nevada, fill out a link, go here, submit forms, go, it's a thing, go to do the whole process. But they're actually looking at doing it into one form, one process. So everything's all in one. You fill out one form, you submit all your transcripts and everything in one place, and you don't have to keep jumping around to those supplemental forms how it is right now. So that's a really cool thing. And then the other one that I think would be super beneficial to students that they're working on is actually trying to create a AI, actually, was part of this committee, to actually connect, because I'm sure if anyone's ever tried to go talk to financial aid or the cashier's office or admissions and records, they're three separate branches, and usually they'll be go talk to them, it's kind of hard if you've ever had to deal with that, but they're trying to integrate all into one, so use an AI that'll actually transfer records between the three branches of that, so that way you can go talk to any of them, and they'll actually give you information, so you can talk to financial aid about money and costs and things like that. So. But again, that might be, they said it might be a couple years out still, but that's what their main projects are working on, and I'm sure that as that comes closer, they'll want some support from ASUN to look into that. But they were very, very supportive of ASUN, and they take everything we do very seriously. They're very excited to have a representative, and then they would love to work with us going forward, and they said if we need anything at all for admissions and records to reach out. So very helpful, very great meeting today. So.
Great, I'm glad that was a good intake meeting. That's awesome.
That was great.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, moving on. Senator Lucchese.
So I have gone down and contacted Val in the FSL office, but not Ricky yet. I worked on the IOC, so I have a relationship with Val. I kind of went in and told her I'm acting as a liaison for ASA, and just said, I'll give you some time because I know they're doing last week was IFC recruitment, and now right now it's Panhellenic recruitment. I know it's swamped up the entire day. She kind of told me that she was super busy, so I'm just going to meet with her after. So I just kind of went down and contacted her, and I'm just going to look to get some numbers just to see how many people were, retention and stuff like that, to see what the influence is on the freshman class. I want to give a percentage. I'm just curious. Other than that, I contacted her. I just know she's super busy, so once she's done with her busy time, I'll schedule.
I figure rush season is probably pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I just kind of gave her, I kind of said, like, are you free now? She's like, I'll be okay.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Senator McAndrews?
Yeah, so I contacted the Undergraduate Journal for Research. I'm meeting with Pamela. She's the director. She's new. So I'm kind of curious how that'll play out. Also, their head director, she's like a student for like editors. Her name's Lily. So I'm going to be meeting with them on September 17th. So we'll see how that goes down.
I know.
I'm stoked.
All right, and Senator Moore.
So I met with, both Dean Cardwell from the University of the Libraries and Jen McClendon, who's chair of the Faculty Senate, and had really productive conversations with both of them. I don't know who to look at when I'm saying this, by the way. Yeah, it was very informative. I think Jen with the Faculty Senate it's her first time sitting as chair, so she's also kind of in the process of starting to figure things out, especially with school starting. And she's not, she was super supportive of ASUN, she's just not super certain about what the mesh is gonna look like between the Faculty Senate and between, students on campus. We talked a little bit about like transparency, and that might be an avenue we could explore, but it was really great meeting her. And then Dean Cardwell, the libraries, also had a great conversation with her. We talked about AI, and they have a whole separate AI process they were running that was separate from PacAI. So they also didn't have a lot of information on PacAI, which was very interesting to learn because I'm not really certain who did have information on that. We didn't really talk about Senator East's parliamentary East's bill, but I think she would be interested in learning more about that particular avenue of student belief. So.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are all kind of asking about what's like AI and stuff because it's a prominent factor in this committee right now. Okay, thank you for the reports. So now we'll move on to agenda item 6I, which is assigning liaisons for new committee members. We are able to welcome Senator Bardwaj here, who is, can we put on the record that he was tardy excused or just
yes.
Tardy? Okay, maybe it's tardy.
He wasn't even on the roll call, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I made this.
Please put it on the record so that he did show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even late.
Yes. You weren't on the agenda yet, but next time. I would now ask Senator Moore if you could step away from one of your liaison contacts to give that to Senator Bardwaj.
I have to make a motion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
Make a motion.
I move to remove myself from the liaison position with the Faculty Senate through unanimous consent.
So move.
Second.
Oh, sorry.
Handled by Senator Casey and McAndrews. Okay, great. And then Senator Bardwaj would motion to move himself. Okay. So you'll make a motion to add yourself to that liaison.
For faculty.
Wait.
Point of clarification. Do you want to explain just how the liaison is? Like,
yeah.
You basically, yeah.
Oh,
you're
yes.
Meet with, so like, I'm new to this too. You're basically meeting with someone from a group. So the faculty sense is actually really cool. So you're going to meet with someone from faculty sense and learn about them, come to us, and then kind of report with them. You're just kind of building a relationship on that kind of sense. Okay.
Yes, and I'll go on to what TikTok for that in like the next section. But yeah.
So another point of information. So do I put McAndrews stayed so moved and then Luke Casey seconded, or do I just put Luke Casey seconded? Do I put Senator McAndrews said so moved on Senator Moore's motion?
But didn't I make the motion? Why does she so move it?
So then I just put seconded by Luke Casey and they just ignore.
I
motion by Senator Moore to remove herself from faculty senate.
So approved.
Oh, just approved?
Just approved.
Okay.
Okay. Good to know. I appreciate all the enthusiasm there from the side of the room.
What is
it? Yeah. Yes. I'm not. No, yeah. We're good.
What is the difference between summoned and second one more time? I'm still confused about that yesterday.
You're good. Seconded is when you make a unanimous motion. No, or is the opposite?
Okay. So,
does the body give yes, okay.
Thank you. We say that as Associate Director of City Government, for the record. Senator Kane, that's a great question. So when do you use the so moved and when do you use the second? For example, and you can use the so moved for either. It doesn't have to be for unanimous or either. The so moved means you agree with the motion that's on the table, or you motion for a vote. So when you motion for that vote, you're saying, I want to vote on favor of that motion that's on the table, and then the speaker or the chair can take action on it.
Okay, but how do you know when to use that or just second it? Like, how do you know if you need a so moved? It's just anytime you need a vote?
Anytime you'd like to move that motion to a vote. Now, if you're saying, I want a motion to recess, you're probably gonna get a second.
I see.
Most likely, because then you're asking for it, the whole committee, like, hey, I agree with this. The hard part, though, is you might ask for a unanimous, and I'm like, hey, I so moved that we go on break right now because too much information and I gotta go, right?
Okay.
You just saying it's very important and let's just get going on. That second just means I agree with you and I want a vote.
I see.
So two different ways, but you can use either one either way.
I
so it just means that with the I move, or sorry, with the motion of previous question or have so moved is you just agreeing with that. You're not having to verbalize that motion again. It's a shortcut.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
You're sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Senator Bardwash.
I moved to place myself as the liaison for faculty senate.
Three.
Three names.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Oh,
okay. Now we would need a second.
Okay. Seconded by Senator Moore.
Oh, so we don't vote on that. Okay.
I'd hope not.
Here's it. Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
So this one, the reason you need a second is because the body has to agree.
I see.
To get
okay. Okay. I understand. Okay. So, thanks.
The body is agreeing unanimously to put him on that liaison position.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. We're good. Okay. With that, the motion passes. Okay. Moving on to agenda item 7, new business. 7A is committee check-ins and expectations. So this is where I kind of want to just explain for new members and people that might have been absent. Last time I did this in June, I think, because we've changed around a bit since then, what I expect from you guys and what to look forward to. So generally, liaison contact is supposed to be, our meetings are bi-weekly. In a perfect world, we are meeting with liaisons once every 2 weeks and talking about stuff. However, I think that AASA is one of the committees where sometimes it's really hard to get in contact with people every 2 weeks because we have higher offices to handle, or in terms of stuff like maybe, I don't know, the provost office. Like, I can't, like, that guy's super busy. I cannot meet with him every 2 weeks. So I'll be a little bit more lenient with that kind of thing, but I do encourage you guys to meet with them every 2 weeks if possible. I would really appreciate it. If not, it's okay, but just if possible. And also, again, depending on the season. So maybe, like, you can't meet with people in Greek life as much right now, but once rush is over, that'll be more clear. So that's kind of it from you guys. Meetings can be anywhere, I'd say around, aim between 30 minutes to an hour, and just talk to them about, as you guys probably have all done or will soon do your intake meetings. Intake meetings, I would recommend just kind of introducing yourself, getting to know the person, saying what you're here for. If they're confused about ASU at all, what we do, explain that. And go from there. There's also a good chance to establish where things were left last session. For example, my other liaison is the SSW with the Center for Civil Rights and Equal Access, and when I came into that position, the relationship was kind of not in the best position, and so getting a gauge of where they were at helped me know how to move forward with that office and how to help them best. So that's kind of that, and then also just seeing if they need help with anything that ASU can help with, faculty senate, like, I don't know, that kind of, like, how we can help and handle stuff with them and collaborate in the future. That's kind of my spiel. I think that's everything. Questions, comments, concerns? Yes.
Point of information related to this. If there's, like, this goes for, like, any committee, if there's, like, a new bill that hasn't represented the Senate, like, hasn't been referred to committee, can that committee discuss it before it gets brought up, or does it have to be brought up in Senate first?
That's a good question. I want to say it has to get brought up in Senate first.
It has to get brought up in Senate.
On the record, in Senate first, yes.
That's the proper channel. Mm-hmm. You should not be taking up any legislation here that hasn't been approved by the full Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
But I will say to write, like, if you're writing a piece and you want maybe someone else in ASA to look at it before, like, you submit it to the Senate because you expect it to go to ASA, then I think that's fine too.
Yes,
yeah.
That is appropriate as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Senator McAndrews?
Yeah. Also too, like, let's say there's like a piece that you want to write as a committee,
yeah.
We can discuss at meetings.
Okay.
If it's on the agenda.
If it's public, we're good.
In public and on the general.
That's kind of the general rule. Yes.
I have the resolution. Can we discuss it at all, or does it have to be okay?
Next meeting.
Okay.
We will discuss after.
I can, like, discuss it with you guys, like, privately, right? Like, off the record.
Yes. Just, well.
If you're collaborating.
Does the body give permission to, yes. to speak?
Great question. Here's where I really want you to caution. You can't have a walking quorum, meaning you can't talk to Senator Wolfie, Senator Alfie, Senator Luna, and kind of get their feedback and know how they're going to vote on a particular piece. The other thing is, it has to follow Nevada open meeting law, meaning you have to follow post agenda 3 days before by 9 a.m., and that agenda item, the specific agenda item, the breadth and scope of that piece has to be identified so that anybody in the public can look at the agenda and see what's going to be discussed. You can't discuss an item without first being on the agenda. You can't just say, hey, I'd like to discuss this resolution by Senator Wolfie because it's totally cool. You can't just bring it up and have a discussion.
Point of information. So what if you're collaborating with another senator on a bill? Does that have to be open meeting law as well?
No,
if you're writing,
no. Say you're co-authoring a piece
yeah.
of legislation, you're good. Then.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Point of information, if I put all of you down as co-authors, does that mean we can, like, have an open discussion about it?
So quorum is half plus one, right?
Yeah.
So
it's
ASA, yeah, so for us it's five. So if there's five people in ASA talking about the bill at the same time, then it's walking quorum. But if it's four, then it's not, right? So, like, four or less,
mm-hmm.
right, in communication at the same time, then it's okay, right?
Yes.
Right.
From my understanding, yes. We can discuss your resolution later. Don't worry. But yeah, that actually leads me to the next point, which I was going to be, if you do have any resolutions or pieces that you want to be seen and discussed on the agenda, please send them to me, before Monday before Friday, the day before, the week before. I'm going to agendize at like 8:50 on Monday. Have them sent to me the Friday before our Thursday meeting, and we can discuss what that looks like from there, because it has to be up and agendized and posted by Monday 9 a.m. I'm trying to think of my other notes here. Yes, also with liaisons. Some of the liaisons, I know Leafs already reached out to them about possible presentations to the general Senate body. However, some of them that may be like, for example, it seems like Senator Custer had a really great conversation with admissions and records. If they wanted to come talk to us and get a more conversational kind of vibe going, they're more likely to come and talk to us in a more relaxed but still professional manner. They're welcome to come and talk to the committee. If you feel that your liaison might want to do something like that, please let me know. We can move forward with reaching out to them and having them come into these meetings. I think the presentations from liaison positions are important. I think it's good for us to all know, I mean, for the general Senate body, obviously, but for us especially, to know how each liaison position works and how that looks for everybody. We'll reach out. Okay, I think that was mostly everything. Then I have something for public comment too, but that's more of an announcement. I think, is there any questions this time? No? Okay, cool. Moving on to agenda item 8, public comment. Luis, yes?
I'd like to first say this. Awesome to see that your committee is full and the relationships that you're building with the administration. You see how much questions you're getting about PAC AI and that meaningful conversation and outreach you're getting that's why this process matters. And so those conversations that you're having with your professors and administration matter, so you keep up the good work. And then just to verify the questions about when to use which. So when you would say, so moved, this is when you're making a motion. Example, if the chair asks, is there a motion to approve minutes? So moved. This means that you are formally making the motion and requires a second. Motion to previous question says, I moved to previous question when you want to close the debate. Immediately, that's the point. And then have a vote. This requires also a second and is not debatable. And then when is the second needed? Most motions need a second subsidiary, which is the second. With a second, the chair will not call or put the motion before the group. So I can say, I motion, but if there is no second, there is no vote. And I'll put this on the team's chat so that everybody has the chance. Great work.
Thank you, Louise. And then my public comment, I guess, as chair, which is gonna be things to kind of keep in mind. I would put this on new business, but I didn't until now. Faculty Senate Award. That is something that this committee handles. That's basically a ASUN Service Running Faculty Award. We recognize one faculty member a year from a college run by students and make them an award for just being an awesome professor. And so that's something that we'll kind of handle more in second semester, by which one you guys keep that on your record, keep that in the back of your minds about kind of how to contact people. And we can discuss, next meeting we'll discuss more of just kind of brainstorming ways that we can contact different branches of the university. Because we have a bigger reach than we realize, but we can't just have it all be on like Instagram or something. As Louise mentioned, I'm stoked to hear all of the information and kind of chatter about AI. We will be seeing Parliamentarian ESA's PAC AI bill next meeting and discussing that. So don't want to miss it. Any other public comment at this time? Senator, yes.
I just want to say you all heard me talk about Constitution Day last night, but there is a give pulse up now if you guys are free and want to hand out pocket constitutions via ASUN. So that would be at like 11 to 1 on Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Very cool. I would recommend sending that in the main Senate chat. Okay. Awesome. Okay, if there's no public comment, then I adjourn this meeting at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, September 11th. Okay, good meeting, guys.
Spicy.
Okay, I know, I'm excited. I'm stoked. No, yesterday, okay.